say demonstration which we name it we in Tria demo. And we even strike before the demonstration comes on, in case they intend to implement this. This particular law, Road Traffic Regulation, LI-2180, has been contaminated, as I may put it. It's not working. They are just taking money from drivers and car owners. The police and the other institutions should work. You see, they are causing Ghana harm to these problems. They are not working. You meet a police in Navarra, pass by a broken vehicle without saying anything by it, but they will chase DV cars and them. It is mandatory for the government to provide towing vehicles for the police. The law says if your car breaks down, call the police. If they come, they are not coming to push it. They are coming to tow it away. So governments have to provide towing vehicles to the police. We don't buy guns for the police.
A road safety consultant, Godfred Achiadakwa, said insurance companies must take up the responsibility of towing broken down vehicles, as it is already incorporated in the insurance policy.
Insurance policy, being it comprehensive, will not tow a broken down vehicle on the road. They will not do that. It is not part of the condition of the insurance policy. The policy covers accidental vehicles, towage. So they should know that. So even if insurance, people are suggesting, and I am also an advocate, that you should relegate this one to the background of the insurance people to do it. But if insurance is going to do it, the comprehensive will also pay the towage system, towage premium. And then they can extend the cover for the third party as well. Now, ending that, and suggesting about the panacea, the clear thing that can solve this, our breaking down vehicles and causing crashes, is the education and training.
An alternative dispute resolution expert, Ben Arthur, said despite the good intentions of the policy, there are challenges with the implementation process. He said adequate stakeholder consultation should have been done before rolling out the policy.
The feedback that we are all getting suggests that it is a tax that will not work too well. In fact, if we are not careful, it will rather push people to go and get some, you know, fake documentation and fake roadworthy certificate and do all manner of things. Because when you make a service a bit more expensive, you cut off some people. As a government, you have to know that you are serving the public interest. And if the larger public says that it is a nuisance tax, so must it be scrapped. I think that moving forward, we can have innovative way of collecting taxes to make sure that our road environment is safer.
The communication and marketing manager of the Road Safety Management Services Limited, the lead implementing agency, Roland Walker, said even enough stakeholder consultation has been done, but the public outcry means more education must be carried out.
A number of consultations were undertaken, and we will have to emphasize that according to the obligations and the agreement thereof that we have with the National Road Safety Commission, we are enjoined to work, if you look at the regulation 15 of the agreement, to work with other third-party operators. So those third-party operators just down below what the structure would also be, it means that they would also move on to include other towage agencies or service providers within the whole structure. There were a number of consultations for which we were invited, that we had with leaders of various transportation groups, as well as various unions, including the GPRTU, POTUA, etc. The stakeholders had a number of concerns that they had raised, and those concerns, I believe, were taken care of by the Road Safety Commission. And it was also based on that, based on the assessment that they had made in the industry, for which they had called for expression of interest to make sure that this service is rolled out per what the regulations of our country, per Road Traffic Act 2180 said, that they decided to roll out or perhaps put forward this agreement that we have and ultimately try to roll out.